Many of the cars driving along West Main Street in Bloomfield are just passing through.
We all grew up in Bloomfield, and over the last, 30 years, we've seen a lot of businesses leave town.
That's Steve Corbin, a Bloomfield native. We're standing inside what may have been the longest-running business that sits along the small town's main road. It closed its doors after nearly 80 years last October.
Last fall, I guess, this building was still an operating feed store. J.D. Holtzclaw and his family had operated the place since 1938.
But soon, something new will open in its place.
We're going down the ramp into what used to be the area where they had all the bait and feed.
Steve and his wife are stripping the building down to reveal its bare brick walls and decades-old windows. It's empty now, but they plan to open a brewery here within the next year. They're calling it Feed Store Beer Company, in homage to the building's history.
So our idea is actually to still have the bar right here, right where J.D. Had his counter.
It's an ambitious venture for a couple with no background in the brewing industry. So the Corbins participated in a new program at Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis, to try and prepare themselves for the job. The 7-day Essentials of Brewery Operations Certificate Program is a crash course in everything from world beer styles to the legal issues that need to be considered when running a brewery. Craft brewery educator and consultant Ron Smith teaches the program.
We do focus pretty heavily on brew deck, actual brewing operations. But we also get into cellaring and packaging and sanitation issues and lab processes and tests and quality control stuff.
The course is designed to give students a step up when it comes to getting a job in craft beer, which is an exploding industry in Indiana. According to the Brewers Association, craft breweries have a $1.3 billion economic impact in the state. Sun King Brewing Company is one of the largest, not only in Indiana, but the entire country, and it's been open since 2009. Co-founder and head brewer Dave Colt says they've been growing ever since.
This year we're going to do about 38,000 barrels in total production. That puts us in the top 100 of craft breweries in the United States.
The increase in production and distribution means Sun King's workforce is growing too. Colt says they have a total of about 100 full-time and part-time employees. But when positions open up, Colt says they struggle to get qualified applicants.
When we're looking to hire, we usually do that from within because there isn't a whole lot out there.
Colt says many people don't understand some of the basic mechanics that go into brewing. So he's hopeful courses like IUPUI's can address the skills gap and give breweries a larger pool of potential employees. The course was nothing short of life-changing for Stacy and Steve. Stacy says she wasn't much of a beer drinker when they enrolled, but now she has a passion for a wide range of beer styles and a more viable business plan.
When I first went into the class, I was just thinking I'll maybe learn how to brew beer and help out. Didn't realize how many aspects of owning a brewery there actually was.
Steve says they're hopeful that extra knowledge will translate into success for their future brewery.
We wanted to see something else good coming to the community, give something back to the community, be able to create jobs in the community, and bring people here for more than just passing through.
It's a business they'd like to see stay open just as long as the one that came before it. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Barbara Brozier.